This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time now for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois.
Today's Feed Forum will be looking at feed outlook, what's happening here in the United States on feed supplies. Let's first talk about forages. There's going to be an adequate inventory at this point, except perhaps in some local areas where drought hit us, Midwest areas and eastern parts of the United States. We did a survey of forage testing labs, and quality actually is a bit better than it was in 2019, and that is good news. The good news on corn silage, and by the way, that is both alfalfa and corn silage. Corn silage was planted on time, chopped on time, and so we had a good harvest period as well. The acreage, however, on legume grass is down about 6%, but that should not be a huge factor. One of the unknowns on forages will be the tariff. China reduced buying hay for a period of time, but now they're back in the market. But the good news for our people who are selling hay is that Japan and South Korea came in and bought a bit more hay, as did Saudi Arabia. Bill, will quickly turn over to corn, and a big year for corn as well. 14.7 million metric tons of corn produced in the United States this year. That's a big yield. The average yield is 174 bushels per acre. The good news for us folks in Illinois, we average 200 bushels per acre, so we are above average, the national average. And by the way, that's 19 bushels more than 2019, and we all remember that was pretty much a tough year. We have seen some, remember back in June and July, we were talking, will corn go below $3 a bushel? Unknowns there, again, our export market, China exports, but we have competition from Brazil and Ukraine, actually. And also, what about ethanol production? That's another major use for corn in the United States. Quick word about soybeans. Again, big crop sitting out there, 4.29 million bushels of corn. The average yield, 51.9 bushels per acre. And as in corn, this is up about 4.5 bushels from 2019. The price of soybeans really jump around a little bit, typically about $10.50 a bushel, but it really moves around depending on China. How many beans are they going to buy? What is the weather in Brazil and Argentina going to be, because they are major exports there, seed as well? And then what about world COVID? We're seeing a spike in the United States and around the world, and of course that reduces some of the demand for some of our cereal grains. Soybean meal follows soybeans pretty well, Bill. Right now, we are looking at $382 a ton. And had you been a smart buyer back in May and June, you could have bought that under $300 a ton was a possibility. The fifth category to look at are byproduct feeds, and there are some good buys and then not so good buys. So the take-home message, Bill, is for our listeners, look at your forage inventory. What will you need? Should you be buying some of these feeds now, locking in, determining should you cull cows? Because we're out of the growing season. Thanks. Have a great day.
That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life. Talk to your doctor about creating a plan that works better for you. Start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org. Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
Did you know there are laws that protect the health and safety rights of agriculture workers? And if you or a loved one is dealing with coronavirus, your rights may include required details about your job and pay, payment at the proper rate for every hour you work, safe transportation, and safe and clean housing. For more information and free help, call 866-4-US-WAGE or visit worker.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Labor.
I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.